I do to justify secret feminist agenda can't just be about making it count for me. It can't just be about convincing people that my particular podcast is real work. It has to contribute to a larger project of making a wider range of scholarly contributions count so that we can actually change the face of.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Adam Weinert of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Early voting begins in New York this week, with in-person early voting starting on Saturday, October 29th. Early voting has been a popular option with New Yorkers ever since it was introduced in 2019. That first year, over 250,000 people voted early. Jeanette Senecal, with the League of Women Voters, hopes people will vote early if they can, although she worries whether they have the right information about how to cast their ballots.
We had the pre-COVID rules, then we had COVID rules, and now we have the semi-post-COVID rules that people are going to be following. And so every voter really needs to confirm what the process is.
Senecal adds, with new rules surrounding voting, it's like being a first-time voter all over again. She also recommends that people be especially careful to understand ballot initiatives, some of which are cleverly worded to ensure they're not voting against their own interests. Anyone who needs to confirm how to vote can visit vote411.org or the New York State Board of Elections website. Senecal thinks turnout could be high this November, given some of the issues at hand. A recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation found half of registered voters describe themselves as more motivated to vote than in years past. However, no one political party holds an advantage. Overall, Senecal wants people to take advantage of their rights and vote.
People really want our democracy to work for the people and to make sure that we're running free, fair, and accessible elections because the people need to make the decisions.
She says voting is the only way to ensure that people's voices will affect their communities. A recent Marist College poll shows some of the top issues for New Yorkers are inflation and preserving democracy. I'm Edwin J. Vieira, New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Times Union reports about the loan debate between Republican Liz Joy and Democrat Paul Tonko held October 27th for the 20th congressional district election. Tonko, an incumbent, cast himself as a defender of democracy, while Joy actually attended the Stop and Steal rally in Washington, D.C. on January 6th that led to an attempt to violently overthrow American democracy. Joy also opposes basic public health, saying all of society should be put at risk so that vaccine skeptics can avoid getting a safe injection to protect themselves and others. Tonko, by contrast, said that people should be vaccinated for COVID-19, measles, polio, and other dangerous diseases. Joy also claimed she would vote against a federal ban on abortion, but Tonko accused Joy of supporting bans on abortion with no exceptions and said he supports abortion rights. The new 20th congressional district covers Albany County, Schenectady, Troy, and Saratoga Springs, with voting this year from October 29th to November 8th. Read the full story in the Times Union. Victor Feldman reports for the Red Hook Daily Catch the differences between Republican Sue Sonero and Democrat Michelle Henchy, who are competing for the 41st Senate District seat. Both are current state senators, with Sereno representing the old 41st District and Henchy in the former 46th District. Redistricting has moved Henchy into the 41st District that includes all of Greene and Columbia counties and parts of Dutchess and Ulster counties. The two candidates participated in one debate hosted by the Daily Freeman and one candidate forum with the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce. Serino ignored requests from the Daily Catch to participate in another debate, and the League of Women Voters also canceled a planned debate after Serino declined their invitation. Henchy is a former marketing executive from Socrates, and Serino is a Hyde Park-based realtor. They agree on virtually nothing. Henchy supports abortion rights, and Serino is against the medical procedure. They both bash Central Hudson's electricity billing, though Henchy pointed out that Serino gets campaign contributions from Central Hudson and voted in May against a bill to establish a utility customer advocate. Both candidates decried the lack of affordable housing in the area, but offered different solutions. Serino wants less oversight on developers. She said, and I quote, "It's because of Albany's bad policies that we are having a struggle with having affordable housing," end quote. Henchy wants the government to encourage more affordable and workforce housing projects. Read more about this story in the Red Hook Daily Catch. The Daily Freeman reports that voting this year goes from October 29th through November 8th. On October 29th through November 6th, ballots will be cast at a limited number of locations and then is at precincts on November 8th. Early voting will be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Early voting will be available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 29th, Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, Wednesday, November 2nd, Friday, November 4th, Saturday, November 5th, and Sunday, November 6th. It will be available from noon to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 1st, and Thursday, November 3rd. In Greene County, voting October 29th through November 6th will be at one location, the fourth floor of the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. In Columbia County, there are two locations for voting, 401 State Street in Hudson and the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building at 3211 Church Street in Valencia. In Ulster County, voters may cast their ballots at the Midtown Neighborhood Center, 467 Broadway, Kingston, at the Ellenville Public Library, 40 Center Street, Ellenville, the Marlborough Town Hall, 21 Milltown Turnpike, Milltown, the New Platts Community Center, 3 Veterans Drive, New Platts, the Socrates Senior Center, 207 Market Street, Socrates, and the American Legion, 2628 Mountain Road, Shokan. In Dutchess County, voting through November 6th is at the Mid-Hudson Library Auditorium, 105 Market Street. In Poughkeepsie, East Fishkill Community Library, 348 Route 376 in Hopewell Junction, the Cornell Cooperative Center, 2715 U.S. 44 in Millbrook, the Broadmen Road Library, 141 Broadmen Road in Poughkeepsie, the Fishkill Town Hall, 807 Route 52, the Rhinebeck Town Hall at 80 East Market Street, and the Wappinger Town Hall at 20 Middlebush Road. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Ralph Nader tells the Democrats, crush the GOP. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Ralph Nader, the legendary consumer advocate and former Green Party presidential candidate, has a message for the Democrats. Crush the GOP in 2022. Nader sees the Republican Party's embrace of authoritarianism as an existential moment for U.S. democracy and the midterm elections as the key moment to defeat this rising tide of fascism.
This is clearly the most dangerous political movement since the Civil War. The GOP is under the corporate fascist Trump's thumb.
Ralph Nader said this week on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
He's bred a whole breed of many Trumpsters who are getting far too much publicity compared to their opponents. And everything we fought for, Amy, for over 50 years is at stake here.
Ralph Nader has partnered with political organizer and author Mark Green, launching a campaign called Winning America with a website, winningamerica.net. Nader and Green believe a rapid retooling of Democratic candidates' messaging could have a dramatic effect on the outcome of the midterm elections. The electorate is not as divided as many would have us believe, Nader and Green argue, especially on a range of policies and programs that most Americans support.
What they've got to do is authenticate their message and their rhetoric where people live, work, and raise their families, often called kitchen table issues.
Nader said, referring to the Democrats.
And they've got to compare and contrast life under the authoritarian, bigoted, corporate indentured GOP with life under the Democrats.
Ralph Nader continued.
For example, 20, 25 million people will get a raise to $15 minimum wage under the Democrats. The GOP is against that. The assault on children by the GOP is absolutely stunning, from not using available Medicaid funds to insure them, to exposing them to hazardous pesticides, and denying paid family leave and sick leave. The GOP is against that. The $300 a month child tax credit to 58 million children in our country, cutting poverty, child poverty by a third, was suspended because of GOP opposition in January.
Mark Green highlights the need to make simple, bold statements in the remaining time before the midterms to activate what he calls the five-second voter, those who don't follow politics on a daily basis.
The beginning of a midterm election that ultimately is about democracy versus fascism.
That's Mark Green speaking on Democracy Now!
But now in the last 2 weeks, you got to know how to be rhetorically muscular against a party, the Republicans, who don't hesitate to call Democrats not only socialists, but communists and murderers. And so at this point, Democrats can't flinch at being blunt and reducing their campaigns to one, two, or three major phrases and concepts. Because, like it or not, five-second voters, regrettably, have responded to these loaded phrases, woke, cancel, grooming. Democrats have better policies. How the hell are they losing?
Ralph Nader has a reply to Republicans who attempt to smear their opponents as socialists.
Oh, you Republicans are against socialism. I know why you're saying that, because you hate Medicare. You hate the post office. You hate Medicaid. You hate public drinking water departments. You hate public schools. You hate Social Security. That's why you're talking socialism. But you are really corporate socialists. You want to bail out every corporation of any size. You want to subsidize, hand out all kinds of stuff to corporations in a mockery of your so-called free market philosophy. The same with defunding the police. The Republicans are defunding the corporate crime police.
While core issues like protecting Social Security and Medicare resonate with most voters across party lines, Donald Trump and his loyalists have deployed a relentless stream of propaganda and misinformation in support of Trump's big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. The Washington Post analyzed every upcoming midterm race for congressional and statewide offices and found 291 Republican candidates who parrot Donald Trump's election lie. In 171 of those races, the Republican is expected to win. There are an additional 48 races that the Post labels competitive. In many of those races, right-wing extremists could very well replace incumbent Democrats in offices ranging from U.S. Senate, governorships, and perhaps most alarming, as secretaries of state. These are the state officials who actually run the elections. Ralph Nader has never shied away from criticizing the Democratic Party. Now sharp and focused at the age of 88, he's urging Democrats to crush the GOP with a detailed array of issues and talking points at winningamerica.net.
This is an order of magnitude we've never seen before.
Nader concluded, denouncing Republicans.
We've never seen a party literally trying to repress the vote, miscount the vote, purge the vote, intimidate precinct worker volunteers, and steal elections. They've actually basically said, any election we lose is because it's been stolen from us. That's the word of a dictatorship party.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a temperature high near 62 degrees. And Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Akron, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody on the other side.
Operation Midnight Fog, this is Bug Child, code name Bug Child, message to the Sunflower Team. I've been to the other side. I have returned, not because I wanted to, but because it is imperative that I reach you to tell you all how wonderful it is here. If anyone is feeling reluctant to cross over, do not be afraid. It's everything that the brochure tells us and more. The water shapes a house at the end of the bed. It's magic. Shrank my gout. Now I can hold money again. You should see my whistle and how clean I keep. I dip in the space bubble here where there are no urns or tombstones because everyone is alive. Alive in a psychedelic world, the color of dominoes, the odor of a good spouse, see skies of dragons, hear four mounds of dirt. What more core in the book of nerves plowed by angels? And we even got a vitamin shop run by guys named Lanny. I do not feel guilty about sacrificing the innocent to access this dimension. We're all here together, prancing and laughing and whacking off together. Nobody misses loved ones. Our family is now the plants, animals, and food. Mother in the spinach. Daddy the lamb. First man to ride the lightning. No, wait. I see a shadow. I've been found. Please, no. Not the pig dog man. It was once a pig dog baby then grew to a shadow. Here to drag it back. I told him what you told me to. I told him it was good. I told him about the spinach. The whannies. No. There's your knife. He comes and does. The tablet. The spinach rings. She was like, from a door to reflect you. Did you see that? I told him that somebody was like,
and that's where the tape ends. Gives me the chills every time I listen to it. Look. I don't ask a lot of questions here at my job, at the Ransomville Outdoor Flea Market and Auction House. I'm given a box of envelopes, I fold the envelopes, I put the envelopes in a folder, and I put the folders in a box. I do my job, and I go home. But when a box was accidentally delivered to my barn office that was full of flyers for missing men, women, and children, with this cassette tape taped to the bottom of the box, I knew something was fishy. Sure, I've seen a number of warning signs since I've been here. The crates of tie-dyed shirts, the drawers of fake beards, the trundle beds full of unlicensed temporary Grateful Dead bear tattoos. But now it's all falling into place. See, the people I work for are Isidorians, the largest psychic spiritualist sect of water farmers this side of the Mississippi. They believe in the Christhood of Saint Isidore, the patron saint of farmers, and they make their living from selling handcrafted hummingbird feeders and experimental mind-altering drugs. They are the ones who are behind the sunflower cult. And they're just dressing up as deadheads when they pull off nefarious operations to throw everyone off, to get everyone to hate the hippies and to rise up against them and take them out of power. Water farmers have been jockeying for dominion over the Eastern Ley Line Power Corridor for centuries, and their next move, I'm afraid, could have global ramifications. And because of what I may have uncovered, I feel like my life is in danger. I hope this recording falls into the right hands before the Imidorians realize that there is a mole in the flea. Wait, did I say Imidorians? I meant Isidorians. My mind, it feels so open. Not just my mind, but the thing my mind is in. The skull. Split forehead so open wide you could fit a hoagie through it. A whole body through it, even. Whoa. Dizzy. What? Between the slats of the barn walls, a mist. It seeps in. I hear them. Them. They are coming. The Isidorians. The Imidorians. The Imidors. Imidor. No. Imidor. No. Imidor. Imidor. No.
And the rest of the tape is just someone singing show tunes that was taped over.
You think this has anything to do with all them peoples that's gone missing?
Not a chance. Don't make anything of it. Just sounds like one of them punk rockster's pranks, and I'm not going to be on the tits end of no goddamn caper. And anyway, we've got bigger things to worry about. A semi-truck carrying a bunch of bins full of pumpkins just jackknifed on the 190. It's Halloween all over the highway. The only thing we could find of the driver so far was his tube eyes. They were wide open with a look of fear. Just to be on the safe side, I want you to take that cassette tape down to the firing hole and put a few rounds in it. Can't let it come back to bite us right in the asshole. And by the way, on your way out, tell him to hold my calls. I'll be in here with the lights off, trying to do my ABCs in the dark.
Okay, bye.
A. B. C.
Charlie Daniels with The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you'll get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight, no child, no."
Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise.
Thank you.
They got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all of needed love. Saw the details fall away. The shrieking when nothing is given. Just glimpses of chapters and synthesis. And I ain't got no money.